Hey, hi, this is Olivier, and you're watching the IoT show. Today we have Peyman with us. Hey, Peyman, how are you?
Hello, very good, thank you.
Good. And Peyman is going to talk to us about the Azure CLI and how to use it when working with Azure IoT. Okay, so, well, first of all, who are you?
My name is Peyman Haidari. I'm a software engineer at Microsoft. I work in commercial software engineering and work with partners and developers all over the world to improve Microsoft tools and services.
Yeah, and as a matter of fact, he's humble, but he's the one who's been developing that extension we're going to talk about for Azure IoT. And so basically, tell us a bit about Azure CLI real quick, what it is, how it works, what technology it's based on, and then we'll dig into the IoT side of things.
Sure. So Azure CLI is your gateway into command line tooling for Azure services. So in general, it focuses a lot on Azure Resource Manager.
Okay.
You're able to create resources and entities in those resources, like IoT Hub, Service Bus, Event Hubs, etc.
Okay.
And then you're asking about the extension?
And then, yeah, so there's this notion of extension, because what you're describing is like very high level. You create a service, you configure it, but specifically when it comes to IoT and Azure IoT, you need to do more. You need to interact with the device registry, you need to interact with the device twins, and so you need add more functionality, right?
Exactly. So extensions for Azure CLI allows you to add on to or modify existing capabilities. So that manifests itself by adding new commands, or maybe an existing command needs to have additional components added to it, so you can modify that from extensions. So you can almost think of extensions like plugins for Azure CLI that add new stuff, new features.
And it happens so that there's one for IoT?
Yeah, there's one for IoT.
Show us how that works. How would someone actually get the extension? Let's assume they have Azure CLI installed, right?
Right.
And then show us how they would get the IoT extension and how they would work with it.
So first, there's this relatively new command space called AZ extension.
Right.
And so if you want to see what are the available extensions out there, you can do a list available command. So there's an extension index out there. It's like a JSON file sitting out there, and it has all the meta information about the extensions that you can download. And by the way, everything in the extension index is Microsoft only, Microsoft supported.
Got it. Okay.
So as we can see, there's this image copy extensions, and then here's the one that we're looking for: Azure CLI IoT extension.
Okay. So what's the next step? So you know there's this extension. How do you install it on your machine?
Right, and before we get to install, I just want to make sure that the important detail that you want to see is this AZXT min CLI core version. So this will tell you what the minimum version of your Azure CLI needs to be before you can install.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be an additional check when you actually do the add command for when you're trying to install the extension, but keep a note on these meta details and Python versions.
And is it fair saying that we're talking about the Azure CLI v2, right? So that's a Python-based Azure CLI.
Oh, exactly. Okay. Yeah, it's a Python-based Azure CLI version 2.
Got
exactly.
It. Okay.
All right. So now, if we want to remember the name of this extension up here.
I don't know, you do.
Azure CLI. Forgot already. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, you built it. You should remember.
Oh,
right?
Well, just so much information. Okay, so AZ extension add name. And then the name of the extension. There are some other methods of installation. So this, by doing it by name, this is the index method.
Okay.
You can also do it by source.
Okay.
So you can compile up the package into a wheel, which is Python packaging format.
Okay.
And then instead of doing --- name, you do --- source.
Okay.
And then the path to that wheel that you created.
Okay.
And then we also provide wheels for you to install from on our GitHub page.
So you can do a pip install?
Right now, you can do a pip install, but at the same time, we have on the GitHub on the releases tab, we recommend installing from here.
Okay, so you have the latest and greatest.
Exactly.
As we're developing it. So it's on the GitHub Azure IoT CLI extension.
Azure IoT CLI extension.
Okay, so the full thing is open source.
Awesome. The whole thing is open source. We definitely welcome contributors, or if you have any ideas or suggestions for improvements, please let us know.
Cool, awesome.
And all the installation instructions we're talking about are here.
Okay.
So.
Nice.
Okay, so now that this is finished installing, we have effectively augmented our base IoT commands. So I guess we could have shown what it looked like before, but you know, take my word for it, there's new stuff here, right? Okay. So you know, you'll see, you know, like DPS and hub and edge device, etc. So for any time you need more information about CLI commands and parameters and whatnot, you can append dash H or dash dash help to it. So if we want to see all the things available in the hub command space, we'll do dash dash help.
Okay.
And then it'll show you like everything that's available in that command group.
Got it. So and I then can create a new hub. I can change some of the settings. Okay, got it.
Exactly. So you know, let's go over here, for example. Oops. And the device identity, you know, one more time, see what's available here. Okay. So I want to be able to, I want to create a device right now. Okay. So create.
So you're attached to an IT hub right now, right? So you logged into Azure through the Azure CLI. How did you select the hub that you're working against?
So, so Azure CLI has this process. So as soon as you install it, what you want to do is log in to the CLI. There's three methods of logging in. You can do an interactive login, and what it'll do is it'll bring up a link. It'll bring up a code and a link. So you go to the link and then you type in the code, and that'll associate your user identity with your subscription.
Okay, got it.
And then another method is through user principal, so you can directly type in username and password.
Okay.
And then the third method is through a service principal. So that's in the case where you want to do some continuous integration, continuous delivery, use Azure CLI in like a automated DevOps sort of fashion. You'd go with the service principal route. So all the helps that we've seen beforehand, that was for command groups. So now this is for an actual command. It should show, not only the parameters for the command, and also, as you'll notice, I'll tell you the command's coming from the extension we just installed up here. So there's information about the parameters, and then at the same time, there's a few examples and how to make use of it.
Like typical, like what do you expect from a CLI tool, basically, right?
So yeah, yeah.
Awesome, no, love it. I like that it's so complete. So now you're creating an IT a device identity in your IoT hub.
Yeah. So I could have created an IoT hub with the CLI, and actually that comes with the vanilla IoT command module for Azure CLI because it's ARM based. It's built for these kind of things, right? So I actually have a hub created for this demo because it's a long-running operation, and we have a shorter demo, so
that's fine. We're live.
So dash n, you can see it's short for hub name, and I generally like to use the shorter names.
Okay.
So I got demo hub 0.
Okay, so that's the one hub in your subscription that has this name.
Got it. Exactly.
Okay. Cool.
And then I'm going to make a device. So let's just say, my device one. And that should be it for your basic. There's some additional parameters, but what this will do by default is create it with the symmetrical private key based encryption. You can see here there's the shared private key, X509 certificate authority, and X509 thumbprint. Default, it's the shared private key. Okay, cool. So here's the details from that device that we just made.
Okay, so that's the equivalent of a get device, right? So if you actually ping the device registry using the SDK, whatever, you would get the same result here.
Exactly. And then actually for the purpose of the demo, I'm just gonna go ahead and make another one, which we'll see why later. Oops. Okay. So now, what are some interesting things we can do with this device? Well, for one thing, we could look at the device twin.
Okay.
So it's the same details we had for creating device.
Do you pick the device hub name and then the device name you're interested in the twin? Okay.
Right.
And it's going to pull the device twin. Cool.
Exactly.
Nice.
So here's the device twin. And let's say I want to add a property to the device twin, or let's say we want to add some tags, and maybe we want to segregate by location. Okay. Something typically you might see in the industry.
Okay.
All right, so I change that to update. So okay, there's a set update argument.
Okay.
And so this will basically be like the JSON input that I'm gonna append to the device twin. So we'll do location, and then region.
I'm always amazed at you guys developing, writing JSON like naturally, like if we were speaking. I love that.
So then we can do maybe North America or something.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot the most tag. Important part about this whole thing. Yeah, tags equal.
There you go.
Okay, so now the tag is there. Oh, whoops.
Yeah, I can see it. Tags, location, region, and A. Nice.
Okay.
That's
this, this is what the JSON would look like. Okay.
It's my bad.
No, no. And then let's actually add, do the same update, but for my the other device I made. Okay. And then let's say we'll call this like Europe.
Okay. So now we're doing like one command at a time because it's CLI, you can script all of that and you can start working on the collection of devices. You can automate all of that, right?
That's exactly.
The exact principle of having that CLI tool.
Exactly.
Okay, so I see that second device that now has that location Europe.
Exactly. So now let's see, like maybe, you know, imagine we have, you know, thousands of these devices and we're trying to, you know, figure out like what's what.
Uh-huh.
There's actually a query command that we can use. And the query command would look, let's say we want to filter by devices that are in Europe.
Okay.
Right? So. And then Q, and this is your typical, you know, device twin query language that, you know, you can find information on the Microsoft docs.
Got it.
So in general, we can see from your basic query here.
Yeah. So you're going to get all the devices there, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. That's basically the two of them or
And there's actually a third one for something that I'll show later.
Okay.
But at least the two devices that we created, my device one.
And my device two.
Yeah, so my device
one
and my device two.
Yeah,
yeah, cool. And the locations and all that stuff are there. Okay. So now we'll add the where.
It's like where tags.location. Equals your easy.
We should get the one device, right?
Nice. Okay, cool.
Okay.
Yeah, so query works through the Azure CLI extension for IoT. Love it.
So another thing that I was thinking that we could do is I have over here just a sample method, device method that we can set up. And
so that's a Node application, right? It's using the Node SDK.
Exactly.
And you input a connection string up there, and so you're basically just reacting to it to an invoke of a method, right?
Right, right.
Okay.
So I've registered one method on the callback here, and it's called the write line.
Okay.
And then it should basically spit out what I sent it.
Okay. Let's see what it says. And the device is running, right?
Yeah, I'll definitely have to run that. Okay, cool. And let's see where that command is. Okay, so we'll have the device name, the hub, and then there'll be the method name, or and then a payload of some kind. So I'll just say,
JSON again.
Of course, everybody's favorite. Okay.
So now you're invoking the methods, and it told you that you received it and it worked.
Exactly.
Awesome. cool. So you have your whole, so it's not just debug actually, you can actually implement all the CI/CD and even interaction with ITApp configuration, device interaction through the Azure CLI extension for IoT.
Yep, that's right.
Awesome job, Payman, love it. So you can learn more on the GitHub page. Thanks, Payman, for that introduction to the Azure CLI extension for IoT.
Thank you, yeah, definitely glad to be here.